Would you be so kind as to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
Okay. Place your right hand over your heart. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. All right, we'll go ahead and get a council roll call.
Vladimir Anderson. John Burek.
Present.
Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez. Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald.
Here.
Marcos Villa.
Present.
Stephanie Wade. And I see Vladimir just joined. Vladimir Anderson.
Vladimir Anderson, present.
Thank you. And we do have quorum, Chair.
All right, great. Right now, we'll go ahead and move into item 4, public comment. Do we have any folks in the gallery for public comment or any cards turned in?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. There are members of the public present. If there are members of the public that would like to address the board, please use the hand raise icon or press star 9 and I will unmute you. We do have a hand raised. Caller, right. I will go ahead and unmute you. You will have 3 minutes to address the board.
Good afternoon. Can you guys all hear me?
Hear you.
Hi, my name is Natasha Dixon. Hello, Ben. How are you? I'm just with Student Veterans of America. I'm also finishing up my master's program at Cal State Fullerton, and I am a Army veteran, and I just wanted to just make my presence known. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha, and welcome. Do we have any other public speakers or comments?
We do not have any other requests.
All right, we'll go on to move into item 5, action item, AB 361. Quick question, is our next meeting within 30 days or will we end up having to have a special meeting?
It is within the 30 days.
Okay, fantastic. So at this time I make a motion to continue our meetings in Zoom. We have to vote on that. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, I'm not sure who the second came from.
All right, Alex.
All right, we'll say Alex Maslin was the second. All right, is there any discussion? If there's no discussion, we'll go ahead and call for the vote. Desiree, if you could do that.
Vladimir Anderson.
Aye.
John Burek.
Aye.
Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez. Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald.
Aye.
Marcos Villa.
Aye.
And Stephanie Wade. And that is majority, Chair.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. We'll move into item 6, Executive Committee Report. I just wanted to take the opportunity to welcome John Burek to the meeting. He probably got welcome last month. I wasn't there. I wasn't able to make that meeting. I just wanted to take the time to welcome him to this one. Welcome to OCVAC. And then, you know, I don't know if you were able to introduce yourself to last meeting. Were you able to do that, John?
No.
I will give you the floor, please. Just a few comments about yourself.
Sure. I'm certainly honored to be able to serve on this committee. I'm currently right now, I'm retired. I retired out of the reserves for 32 years in the Army Reserve. Like everybody else, I've done both active duty and reserve time. The one significant event and one of the things I'm passionate is I'm a burn pit, a registered burn pit veteran. So that is a big, the PACT Act is a big concern in the execution of that. But what I do to pay the mortgage is I'm a marketing director, the director of marketing for a medical device company called Xyris Inc. And so, you know, we do everything from big social media presence to everything else, dealing mostly in the dental community. And I have 5 kids, a wife, that I dearly love, and one grandchild that I completely adore. So
that's fantastic. Can you hold up how many fingers? How many kids do you have? Remember, you have to do math for Marines. Thank you. All right. Great. Appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you for that. Having nothing further for my executive report, we'll move into item number 7, the CalVet link. Ben Gales, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Duane. A couple updates. On October 20th, CalVet will be hosting a webinar on the PACT Act. So thank you for that intro to that one, John. So obviously a big deal. I'm sure council members are versed on this, but over 20 new presumptive conditions now recognized. I think 24 it is. Expansions of VA healthcare, mandatory screenings for toxic exposure for all veterans enrolled in VA healthcare. So a lot going on there. You know, this webinar hopefully will cover a lot of stuff. I mean, one thing that's certainly probably on the radar of most of us, very important, is recognizing scams, you know, related to the PACT Act and, you know, potential folks that are going to call phishing scams. And so obviously important for all of us to be educating our communities on things like that. I wanted to highlight an event that I was a part of last night at the American Legion Post in Huntington Beach. I actually did a presentation for them on benefits and services, and they run a VRC out of the Huntington Beach Central Library. And it's really become a very successful, impressive project where veterans are visiting the library, their members are meeting with them, counseling them. The library is actually doing a tremendous amount of marketing for it too. At the front of the library, they have a beautiful sign highlighting that veterans can come and connect with the library. They have another sign inside. And they reported to me last night that they're seeing over 30 veterans a month now in that project. So I thought that was a good example of a community collaboration model of the library and the post, and kind of seeing that that has been an effective outreach tool. And they're having a monthly educational series. So I was their presenter last night, talked about CalVet benefits and federal benefits, especially for aging veterans. So that was very good. Just a couple of updates on our grants. So I know I've mentioned this $40 million that CalVet's going to have coming out. It looks now, the most recent report is hopefully that's going to be coming out in January. Can't guarantee it, but that's what I'm hearing now. And then we also have another grant coming out fairly soon, $25 million to provide funding for supportive services providers working in permanent supportive housing projects. And so that should be coming pretty soon as well. So two pretty significant grants. And finally, just wanted to note that I had a chance to do my first event with Elena on Saturday. We were both at Santiago Canyon College for their the 10th anniversary celebration of their VRC. Very nice event. We both had a chance to talk to a lot of student veterans. And just wanted to note that, Elena. And yeah, if any questions for me, please feel free, but that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions for Ben? We'll go ahead and move into item 8, OC for Vets update. Alana Randall, you have the floor.
Thank you. And it's Elena.
Ah, sorry.
I know it's spelled that way. This is my first appearance here at this meeting. And like Ben said, we participated in the event at Santiago Canyon College. Was my first event that I participated in since I've taken on this role. So I guess the update for OC for Vets first would be that I am now the service chief over OC for Vets, taking over the position of Kevin Alexander. So that would probably be my first update. I've been here since the end of May, mostly half-time, still having to cover my old position, but finally now full steam ahead in my position here. Other than that, I hired a new clinician, and she started up last Friday, so we'll be able to serve more veterans once she gets up and rolling, which is hopefully soon. That's really about it for updates for our program. I don't have any other county updates at the moment.
Okay, we appreciate that and welcome. Thank you. Go ahead and move into committee updates, item number 9. Alex Maslin, do you have anything from communications?
Nope.
How about ad hoc committee reports?
So I don't, is Stephanie on?
Now? She's not. Not yet.
Okay. I don't want to steal her thunder.
Talking about the 22nd?
Stephanie is on.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There we go.
I didn't see you.
Well, then I will pass the torch.
Very good.
I was muted and I was like, wait. And the reason I was anxious to speak is because I would like all of you that are available to participate on the 22nd of October. I'm about to drop into the chat a link that you can self-nominate. I see Alex and Marcos. You're all post 9/11 vets. I'm guessing, John, that a lot of your service was post 9/11 as well. So I really hope that you can attend. Maybe for John and also for Elena, and by the way, welcome. But the event was really conceived by AACVAC about a year ago in the wake of the really traumatic and unpleasant pullout from Afghanistan. A lot of us had a lot of feelings about it, especially those who had served there in Iraq. And so the idea was, we were thinking about how, Vietnam veterans were poorly treated when they came home. And that hasn't been the case for this cohort of veterans, but it's such a small cohort of veterans who volunteered and went to war when the rest of America went to the mall, that they often feel forgotten and left behind. And we know that there's a tremendous reservoir of goodwill in Orange County, and we wanted to make sure that there was some way to, you know, show that goodwill and to give people the welcome home that they never really got. And so Supervisor Foley and Supervisor Chafee are interested in supporting this idea. And so what we've created is a commemorative post 9/11 pin for those who served, for a lapel pin, for those who served on active duty, reserve duty, at any time post 9/11. And we'll also be giving a proclamation to anybody who chooses to attend. And so there's a form I'm about to drop into the chat, and we'd greatly appreciate it if you not only join and participate with the supervisor, and she may ask some of you to help if we get good turnout in maybe making some of the pinnings and the presentations, but if you could participate yourselves, we'd really like to have you. And the supervisor in particular is Supervisor Foley, who I work for in my day job, is really anxious to really thank veterans who really often are pretty unsung. And so the event begins at 10 a.m. It's at Heroes Hall at the fairgrounds. It'll go till approximately 12:30. I'm sending you a quick flyer now, and it'll be coupled with a resource fair. And we're hoping that in addition to honoring these veterans, we can encourage post 9/11 veterans to become really involved and continue to serve in veterans organizations. So I'm hoping if enough of you are able to tell me that you can attend, some of you want to table the event. We're also going to be inviting the Legion posts, the VFW, including Marcos and I belong to the Anaheim VFW. And we'd like to encourage veterans to join, both for the benefit of those organizations that are so important to our community and which have a smaller cohort on which to draw from, but also for their benefit so that they get the benefit of being connected to other service members and don't become like some of those socially isolated vets we sometimes hear about. And that's about it for my report.
And thank you for that. Vladimir Anderson, are you on? And if so, do you have any events or outreach committee reports? I thought we had Vladimir on earlier. That's okay. All right. We'll go ahead and move into council comments. I'll take first comment. Just one thing that I failed to mention during my executive committee report is that next month will be elections. So keeping that in mind, going through the elections process, they'll be held at our November meeting. Nominations will be taken from the floor. And then we got that wording in for in the event that there is a tie. So we have that in our bylaws now. So just keep that in mind for anybody who wants to run for that position, who wants to be chair or vice chair, that elections will be coming up next month. All right. And then I will turn it over to Stephanie.
I really have nothing else to report other than what I passed on. But again, I really do hope that I apologize. We didn't have more lead time on this. Getting this event scheduled was difficult. I hope it'll be something that we do annually to recognize veterans, but I hope that a lot of you can participate. I know, unfortunately, Eric wasn't able to clear the day, and he's got a work commitment that he can't get out of. But if all of the rest of you are available, or even a few of you, it would mean a lot. That's all I got.
Awesome. All right, John, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just want to commend CalVet, because I know my own VFW post down here in Mission Viejo. We're really concerned about PACT Act scams, and it was great to hear that you guys are on top of this. You know, certainly I want to make sure that, you know, the OC Vet is on top of this, because great services and a great opportunity for vets who are struggling out there with toxic exposure, get the services they need, because it's going to be a heavy lift coming here in the next few years. So thank you for announcing that, because I was going to make that comment anyway. So thank you.
Thanks, John. Marcos?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to bring up that the VFW Anaheim, we still are offering $100 grocery gift donation to any veterans that might be in need. And, you know, big thank you to Supervisor Foley's office and, you know, Stephanie Wade for pushing that. Also wanted to share, I'm sure it's already on all of our minds, holiday seasons are coming up. And, you know, this is certainly going to be a pressing time for a lot of our vets out there. There's certainly resources that are out. So, you know, just helping out with guiding them to the right post. Happy to have John here on the team with Mission Viejo VFW. That'll be a big help in covering out Orange County. I do have one event coming up on November 11th, Veterans Day. If anybody is interested and wants to get involved and participate, I'll be collaborating with Mercy House out of Huntington Beach, where they have the veteran housing facility. And so real simple, straightforward. We're going to go down there and just have a barbecue and have a good time with our vets. Open to the community. Anybody out there who might want to get involved, please let me know. One more piece. Right now, I'm currently working with the Mission Continues. The Mission Continues, I'm sure a lot of us are already familiar, but for those of us that are not, as a community organization that is centered around veteran focus, it's a veteran and veteran supporters organization. And for the most part, what we're doing is we just go out into the community and we make projects happen. So if you know of any nonprofit that might have any service needs, like say maintenance adaptions, if they need painting, building paintings, we can build materials, anything that we wouldn't need a license for. So the building is limited. But in any case, the Mission Continues is going to be starting their work here in Orange County. And we'll be starting out here with the Mission, with the Mercy House, redeveloping one of their areas in Santa Ana. And so that's another opportunity for any veterans out there that might want to, you know, just engage the community, collaborate with veterans, and, you know, help out with networking and help people move along. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, I'll go ahead and put my email in the chat. And thank you again for everything, all the work that we're doing out there. Appreciate it.
What time?
Go ahead and throw your email in the chat anyway.
What time, Marcos?
For the Veterans Day?
Yeah, Mercy House.
That is going to be at 3:00. Not to interfere with our early morning celebration, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. All right. You have your hand up, Stephanie. Do you have a save round?
I did. I forgot to mention that I'm just dropping that form in again, but I also wanted to mention that next month we're going to be talking about the PACT Act with Nancy Jones, who's going to come on from Veterans Legal Institute. She's just recently attended two professional development seminars on the PACT Act. And I know I spoke with her yesterday, and one of the learning points that she had was everybody's still learning, because there's so much in the legislation that, you know, the legislation's been written, but the regulations to support it haven't. But we hope that she's going to be really on top of it, because she's sort of their point person for PACT Act. And hopefully, Kevin, you'll have a say in that as well. And maybe we can put you guys together so you can, you know, dovetail off one another.
Great. Thank you. Bobby, you have the floor.
Okay. I'd like to say, as Marcos and I were just asking about, I was asking about the time. I've been asked to, and I have accepted to be the master of ceremonies on Veterans Day at the city, for the city of Anaheim. I've alerted them that as much as they used to always do their Veterans Day program centered around some group called the United States Marines Department of the Navy, that the 11th is for Veterans Day. The 10th is the Marine Corps birthday. You know, people forget that and they like to combine them. However, this year they're going to have to stick with the MU that they have and the stuff they do. But we will be having Veterans Day celebration at 11 o'clock at the city of Anaheim. And I have asked, of course I did. Of course I went to a Marine, but I asked our OCVAC member, Ms. Alexis Federico, to be one of the speakers that day. So she will be one of the speakers. Because if nothing else, I need to have to make sure we have a lady veteran in the house and in the microphone. So she will be given be one of the speakers at the function in Anaheim at 11 o'clock on November the 11th. I will now backtrack. I will have more details for you a little bit later and perhaps maybe before the next meeting. But it looks like on November the 10th, at 10 o'clock in the hills of Anaheim, Gypsum Canyon, if you will, we'll be having a Flag Day program for veterans to symbolize the groundbreaking and the flag being raised. Well, not symbolizing the groundbreaking, we did that already. Raising the flag where the cemetery will be for Veterans Cemetery. It's just in the process and has been approved by the governor. All right. So that'll be on the 10th on the Marine Corps birthday. You know, you just can't get away from it. And then we'll raise the flag there. 11th will be Veterans Day, and that'll be wherever all y'all can be involved with, but I know that I will be involved in Anaheim. And then that's the next day, Saturday, the 12th, at Heroes Hall, there will be a dedication of a new area that Heroes Hall will have along the side of the wall there called the Serenity Walk. And that's going to be for those that want to just come in and sit down and just remember and just have that feeling and that moment of just of silence on that. So we will be adding to Heroes Hall over by the A4, a Serenity Walk. So the 10th is in Anaheim, Gypsum Canyon. 11th is wherever you want it to be, but you might want to come by Anaheim and then sneak over to Mercy House. And then after that, on Saturday, we're at Heroes Hall. So that's what I have to report, sir.
Thank you, sir, for that. Alex Maslin, got anything to report?
No, nothing else to add. Just hats off to Stephanie for doing all the heavy lifting on that event. It's going to be awesome. So looking forward to it.
All right, Vladimir Anderson. Okay, with that, we'll adjourn. We'll see you in November. And everybody have a good day and stay healthy, stay safe.